Good morning, 840 CFCW. Gardening with Sharon is brought to you by Teal's Greenhouse in Bruderheim and Fort Saskatchewan. Food, foliage, and flowers, tealsgreenhouse.ca. And good morning, Sharon.
Good morning, Jackie Ray. How are you doing today?
Well, hot, hot, hot. And we should recap before I forget, because last week you gave some great tips on hot weather for your plants.
Right. So the sun and the wind combined is double hot, double dry, right? So one of the things is remember to check hanging baskets and containers daily for their water status. Water in the morning, don't water in the afternoon when the sun's rays are really hot, because on those water droplets, they magnify the sun's rays and you can actually get a burn on your leaves or flowers from it. And the other thing is to remember to mulch. Mulch holds in water and keeps the roots a little cooler.
Now, it's International Pollinators Week. Let's celebrate.
Yeah, no kidding. So to celebrate this, every day this week, I have some kind of a thing on social media about pollinators. And one of the things I did highlight is 6 things that you can do to provide a thriving and pollinator-safe garden. Number 1, provide a full season of flowers. Number 2, provide flowers that are in vibrant hues. With pollinators, bright is best. So yellows, pinks, reds, the really bright colors, because they can see them better. And then provide easily accessible flowers. So flowers that look like a daisy or a trumpet flower, because they can just land in. They can get in there, zoom, boom, land, rather than like dealing with something like complicated, like a double petunia that has all the ruffles, and it's like, what do I do with this? And then provide a variety of fragrances, because different pollinators are attracted to different scents, i.e., bees and butterflies are attracted to sweeter scents, and then beetles are like the musky scents. And moths, they like the evening-scented stalks, again, sort of a musky scent. Number 5, provide a water source. So that could be a bird bath, or it could be a water fountain, or it could even be an open rain barrel, as easy as that. And then the last thing is to provide a pesticide-free space for them. Sometimes, you know, Jackie Ray, people can get pesticides that say they're organic and they're safe, but those pesticides aren't always safe for all the stages of development. So it might be okay for an adult ladybug, but not for the developing young ladybugs, you know, like the larva and the pupa.
Now, all this information, follow Gardening with Sharon on her social media. You can go to her website as well. Awesome advice as always, and stay cool.
No kidding. Drink lots of water.